Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover. DP is with us. How's it going, DP?
What's happening?
Just partying in here, hanging out, having a nice little time in late May.
Yeah, I'd like Jake's energy to pick up a little bit.
I thought I was energetic today.
Pretty much.
I think you can tell it's May. He wants me to yell for 2 straight hours. Like, yell. I said they can't yell every day for 2 hours straight.
Is that your thing? Is that your persona? Is that you're the screamer, yeller?
Well, a little bit. In this relationship, yes. Yeah. But I don't do it all the time.
No. In May, you've dialed it back.
Well, it hasn't been quite as busy.
Conserving your energy for the season,
yeah,
maybe.
Exactly. I'm dialing it back before I
don't like quiet radio. Never have. Don't when I turn on sports radio and if it's quiet, I just move on.
You're kind of a closet aggressive human being.
Yes.
Like you like bar fights and loud sport radio.
TP. No.
Bar fights and
TP, I'm not
bar fights, motorcycles and loud sports radio.
I'm not big on the bar fight thing.
Where's he wrong?
All I was acknowledging yesterday, DP, is there's such thing as bar fights. You don't hear the term airport fight.
Have you been in?
I'm not answering that question.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I mean, you know, there are boxes that are being checked along the way where you go, okay, Sipple, let me mark this one down. Okay with bar fights.
I just acknowledge that it's sort of a natural part of the human existence.
And you're also a former boxer.
Yeah, and I okay. No, I just want to get this straight with you, okay? Bar fights are a natural part of the human existence. Airport fights are not.
Bar fights are not a part. How is that natural?
Bar fight is a term.
No, because somebody said, okay, bar fight. And the first time we can now say airport fight is a thing because it actually exists.
No, but it's
weird.
How
many times have you seen bar fights?
Okay, I'm just going to keep trying to do this with you guys.
It is a term.
Okay, if you see a fight in a bar, you think, it happens all the time. If you see a fight in the airport, you're like, what is going on?
I'm more inclined to be concerned about the airport fight than the bar fight.
If I walk up on a line at the Delta or United, and there's two guys squared off.
Yep.
First of all, I don't want to see it because there's just natural stresses to traveling that are all inherent. That shouldn't be inherent in the stress.
Well, I mean, there's street fights.
Yeah. Street fight's a term,
house
too.
House fight is not a term.
House fight's not a term.
Backyard fight is a term.
Yes.
Yeah, so the places where fights happen.
Yes.
Schoolyard fights.
Schoolyards is
right,
a place.
But we don't say it all the time because, quite frankly, it's kind of weird. But the fact that they exist.
Schoolyard fights are, I don't know how common they are. Now they're pretty common when we were kids.
Well, we need to get back to schoolyard fights rather than what we're doing currently. let's go back to working things out on a one-on-one. I mean, this is kind of crazy.
So there's where I'm coming from. That airport fight that you and Jay showed us yesterday was alarming to me. I mean, I'm not a snowflake either.
What happens if you walk upon
it? You kind of are.
In what way?
Well, because things set you off. Like, you like things as you like them. And when they go left at all, you lose it.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife would tell you that.
Yeah, no, I mean, some of that comes with age. No, because you feel like, you know what? Quite frankly, I deserve peace of mind.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think that's like a bad,
I don't mind you judging me.
No, I'm just trying to get to know you. That's my thing.
I'm hard to get to know.
Yeah. Not really. Simple. You're an open book, bro.
On certain things.
You live how you live.
Yeah.
And whatever happens from it, we're okay.
So far, so good.
Yeah, but so
got a long way to go, though. Unfortunately,
well, we all do. Yeah.
The race is never over.
It never goes anywhere.
No.
Yeah. How's your writing?
I'm on kind of a break. I don't start my new job till June 1.
Okay. So, what do you do with all the thoughts in your head?
Radio.
Like all those stories in your head.
The transition from jobs has been an enormous quagmire.
Right, because you've built all this tread in a certain direction of how you process things.
Yeah,
and then it
now
stopped
and
it changes, and you're gonna have to reroute it.
Yeah,
so
it's gotta happen quick because June 1 is the date I gotta get rolling.
Okay.
So yeah, no, everything's good though. The radio show's kept me on track,
kept fresh.
Same.
Yeah,
kept his
yeah.
Brain
I mean, people say,
together.
Why don't you take breaks? Here's one reason, because I need to stay. First of all, there seems like there's always a lot going on now. I mean, the news never really stops anymore, DP. When I was I was a beat writer in 95, in the 90s, just say the 90s, I would take 5 weeks off in the summer. Nothing ever happened. There wasn't a transfer portal. There wasn't recruiting movement in the summer. There was hardly ever staff changes at Nebraska.
Yeah, that's true.
And I would leave for 5 weeks. 5 weeks.
I don't think I've.
That's a long time.
I don't think I've ever.
Yeah, 5 weeks.
As a matter of fact, I don't think I've ever taken 2 weeks.
See, I know. I totally understand that. I don't anymore. But back then, it was way different. It was the covering college football, covering Nebraska football was much different in the 90s than it is now.
Yeah. Oh,
there's no internet. There's no internet.
There's no question. I mean, man. You know, wow, yeah, like Rolodex.
You didn't have to.
Like
you didn't
Rolodex,
have to
actually having numbers that you would call, and dealing with voicemails and
right
before emails,
before internet. There was no website to feed every day.
Right,
your newspaper was just fine with leading the section with an AL roundup.
Yeah, in those. In that mid early 90s,
Jake's eyes are glazed. Don't
no, no, it really, no, it really was. It to think about. I remember the first time when I was in Carolina, the first time that I had to file something electronically.
Yeah,
right.
Which was when was about when
94,
okay.
95.
Yeah.
So when they first got the team, and AOL was just the thing, right? So you had to have your dial up or whatever it was, and. Learning what you could put into this thing and what you couldn't, and then trying to make sure that the person you were dealing with also was working on this thing. Because even if you had a computer, it didn't mean that the athlete or the coaches were and coaches ran away from this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember Dom Capers, he would just throw his hands up in the air. Like, what do you want from me? Joe Gibbs was not a computer guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was a paper and notes
sure
note but, guy. So.
Right.
But he would take notes about meetings. So you could meet with Joe Gibbs on June 1st about what the offseason is going to be and what training camp is going to be. And you met with him at training camp. He would go back. He would flip back through his notepad to his last meeting with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like he'd go back to June and go, yeah, okay, so this is where we were. Now let's go forward. It is different.
Yeah, I don't know.
It is
there's probably still a few coaches that operate that way, but very few.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're talking about, you know, that 30 years where, you know, folks had to adjust.
Right.
And people have. But, yeah, you're right. The business of covering sports has
Changed dramatically.
Has changed. And you've invited, like, social media has invited people to flood information into the discussions, even if it's not valid information. You've got people who will post.
Absolutely.
That. And there's a lot of, info theft. By that, I mean Sipple would actually have the conversation with a coach,
mm-hmm.
with Coach Frost,
mm-hmm.
and somebody will hear you talk about it and then tweet it as
make it
their own.
Yeah.
When it's not, like, that's not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And for the cheapening of the product, there are a lot of people who put content that's not theirs into the space.
Yeah.
And it just mucks it up because then the follow-up, it's not that the information that Sipple gave you is mm-hmm. wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's that they don't have the rest of the information that you have.
Mm-hmm. Context becomes right? Context becomes an issue, right?
They don't have it.
Right.
So, and then the same thing with players, that they'll talk about players and knowledge of players, and then they'll say this thing about a recruit. Well, he's this kind of player. Well, no, you don't know that he's that kind of player. Like the person,
somebody else does.
Well, the person online doing it,
yeah.
who's speaking to you, speaking about the same thing you are, mm-hmm. without having any real connection to it.
Yeah, now that's probably okay-ish, right? I mean, right? Because we all hear stuff. We all hear an analyst talk on ESPN, and we will say, okay, well, that's what he said, so it's probably right. I'm going with it.
I don't give that second half.
Don't you?
The truth. Because that's why I watch the game.
Okay.
See, because I'll watch
that's
it.
Fair.
I'll watch it as a coach. I'll watch it as a player. I'll watch it as somebody that can actually, I'm willing to call the people involved,
mm-hmm.
and compare, and then not accept what they say as gospel.
See, I do a little bit of that sometimes.
Hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I do a little bit
to look at it and go, okay, because I've had during the season as we cover this. There's the talk side of it,
mm-hmm.
which is what we do, the conversation side of it,
mm-hmm.
but then there's the X and O side of it, and then there's the player profile side
mm-hmm.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
So your face will show up down at Memorial,
mm-hmm.
and engage the players directly,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and you're accountable for what you say.
Mm-hmm.
The bulk of the people who are on the internet just spreading Husker news have there's no accountability,
right.
and zero confirmation,
right.
Like, and it's not even they're not even identifying as a person.
Mm-hmm.
They're identifying as an entity, putting information into a space that, one, they haven't earned, and they haven't validated.
God, that's interesting. But some of it is just the way it is. I mean,
well, it's the way it is. I mean,
so much media that I don't know.
Well, we at some point we'll redefine what media is.
Ah.
Because credentialed is one thing.
Credentialed
and confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
Right, people who are accountable for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's easy to sit here and say this is how this is, and you have to accept it, but that's not really true.
Mm-hmm.
And if I say to Scott Frost or Matt Davidson that I disagree with something that was going on,
mm-hmm.
they're going to see me
face
to face, and it's like, hey, DP, you know, this is not. This
oh
is,
yeah,
this is, and I'm good with that.
Yeah,
right, because it holds me accountable to what I say.
Yeah,
and
even if it's a little uncomfortable sometimes, which
and
it
you're
can
trackable.
Be. Yeah,
you're trackable. So your opinions and your information is trackable.
Oh, I'm trackable.
There are people who will yell at who will call in with what they say is gospel,
mm-hmm.
but then they disappear after they say that thing,
mm-hmm.
and we show up every day
yeah.
to validate, confirm. Mm-hmm. What we've said is true.
Yeah, and if we're wrong, we have to step to it.
We have to step to it. Like,
yeah.
It's easy for a
step to it, right.
listener to sit and say, well, I was right about this thing yesterday. Yeah, but what about the 38 times you were wrong last month, dude?
Mm-hmm.
But and you disappeared. You just back into the bushes like Homer Simpson.
Right.
So we, you know.
<it's> Jake knows that.
Right? Like
I know
go,
that. I've seen that.
Yeah, you just go.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Yeah, you're right. That's a good point, DP. I've never thought it out quite like that, but you're right. I don't contemplate that as much.
Well, I mean, but that's.
That's interesting, though.
But that's why people trust you.
Yeah.
It's because even when you were wrong with actual factual information.
Mm-hmm.
You still show up to validate and confirm the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
there are a lot of people who consider themselves influencers and media who just aren't. It's vapid and empty and and it makes your job more difficult.
Kind of. Yeah.
Because then you walk into the actual space and you got to deal with some anonymous chucklehead on Twitter.
God, you do.
I can see whatever
you thought about this stuff.
Right. Yeah. Well, no, it's some faceless, nameless.
You're right.
Dude.
I don't think about it like that, but you're right. Yeah. You're right.
And you have to clean it up. And we have to clean it up because we have to sit here and address this stuff.
That's an important job.
Rumors.
And right, right. Stuff. Well, and that's why I make the rule. Look, the rumor thing, I'm not doing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm okay with letting things play out because things are never, ever what we really entirely think they are. So I'm okay with it playing out.
Yeah, there's an incredible amount. Well, this is what I respect, DP. I respect the notion that there's an incredible amount we just don't know. There's just a lot we don't know. And I've always been willing to say I don't know.
Well, but this
I don't know.
But that's why we need to remove the distance.
Try to as best you can.
Right? The distance between the people who talk about it and write about it and the people that actually play the games and coach the games that we talk about.
Right.
Right? That's why you have the media days where you sit in front of them. And you look them dead square in the eye.
Those are important times.
Right? Because then there's no misunderstanding about what you intended. Mm-hmm. You're just a human being asking for confirmation.
And trying to figure it out.
Right? And they appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But then they will leave that and somebody will take your interaction with Scott Frost and turn it into, well, that seemed really uncomfortable. Between Sipple and Scott. Well no.
Just trying to figure
only, it out. Only Sipple and Scott can say it was. Right. That's what it was. Uh-huh. So this business, I mean, you're right. Taking time away is important because you have to reboot.
Yeah.
You have to reboot. And I'm not good at it.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I like the constant flow, the constant momentum of having something convenient to me. And when you take time away and you create distance, then – you know, you got to reset, and it's like, oh, Scott.
Well, here's the thing, though, I will say. I don't mind saying this to you or Jake. I enjoy doing the show, so I don't feel like I need to reboot from that. I like what I'm doing here. It's fun for me.
Should reboot. I should put things down.
Okay.
I should put
well,
things
it's healthy.
Down.
It's healthy.
I should put things down from time to time. Yeah. Because you're dealing with the business aspect of it.
Yeah.
Then the professionalism aspect.
Yeah, you got
of
a
it.
Little different gig than I.
Right. Have. Then there's the personal relationships of dealing with student athletes, the compliance officers, the coaches, right, who are now paying attention to the relationships that we have with the players.
Mm-hmm. So you got a little different gig than
the parents, right, who we want to be accountable to first and foremost, right, so that we can do what we do and then look them in the eye.
Yeah.
And then the listeners, where we have to provide, we're trying to provide information, entertainment.
Yeah.
Right. You're either entertaining or informing.
Yeah.
And or some would say you are being professional or performing, and sometimes it's just to draw people into their emotions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's wrestling psychology out loud.
Yeah, a little bit.
We want, and some of the listeners have figured out. That there are times when we need to have conversations, even that we may not be 100% on the side of the part of the opinion we're sharing, because we want them to engage.
Yes,
we want them to feel something.
Uh huh. And when I listen to shows, if there's two guys that are not exactly on the same page, it's a little more compelling to me.
Like some fights.
Yeah, it's a little more compelling, right?
Well, I can tell you. 33% of the time I come in here, I'm here to draw emotion from a listener. It may not be – like, I may know the difference between this and that.
You know what drawing emotion sometimes means? Pissing people off.
Well,
and that's a good thing sometimes. It is, right?
And sometimes I want to just
– something.
Sometimes I just want to rattle the cage.
Yeah, I get it.
Right?
I'm not – I'm a middle child, and so the rattle the cage thing I'm a little uncomfortable with sometimes, but – that's where I'm. I'm a snowflake. A little bit of a snowflake.
I'm number 7 of 8, so I kind of settled in. I'm not the favorite. I'm not the first thought, but I can agitate the room.
Yes, you can.
I can't agitate the room. I can't agitate the room. And sometimes it's for the greater good, and sometimes it's just because things have become too complacent in where they are.
Yeah, or just boring.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of the conversations with Jay, like people think that, like I remember it was so funny. When I was with Tom, people thought that I was bullying Tom. I'm like, no, man.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
You guys don't get it. I'm just getting time to think about something different than what he normally thinks about.
Mm. But that can be uncomfortable.
Right? Even with Jay.
For anybody.
There are times when I will resist Jay simply because I know I want Jay on fire. There are days that I want to set Jay on fire. Mm-hmm. And so you hit the button. It's like, here we go. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. And Jay on fire is amazing radio.
Yeah, his depth of knowledge is incredible to me. Yeah. Sports knowledge.
So
watches everything.
Yeah, he does.
Hockey, soccer, football, basketball, baseball.
Well, they're sports people.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Jay is.
They're sports people. Guy. It's there.
That's why he's on the radio.
So what's on Old School today?
Big Ten, just to figure out what is happening with that.
Divisions, no divisions.
Well, because you got to look at, I want to kind of go with the one, what it means to Nebraska.
Yes.
Because Jay and I broached it yesterday that Nebraska fans should probably pay attention to this thing.
Because
it's not being built or transitioned for them. Right? So the end result, whatever they do now for Ohio State and Michigan and Wisconsin is going to hit Nebraska in the face at some point. Got either it. For the good or the worse. Mm-hmm. And Nebraska fans need to be prepared for it.
Now, DP, I'm going to stop you and ask you a question. And Jake, I'm interested in what you say about this too. As DP was talking about laying that out, my first thought is divisions are good for Nebraska. In the context of, what would he always say? With Nebraska, the first step towards being quote-unquote back is win the division.
And they're taking it away.
Yep.
Right.
They're taking it away, and in that, you're literally cutting Nebraska's chance for success in the thing in half.
Right.
Like right away, because a quick measurable is for them to be measured against half of the talent in the Big Ten West.
Okay, that makes sense.
And to propel yourselves up.
Yep.
It would be really nice to be kings of the Big
Ten
West.
Why haven't we pointed that out, Jay?
Corey says this. It means Nebraska will probably have to accept that they were never able to win probably one of the most winnable divisions in Power 5 football.
Yeah. And there's facts to that.
Why have we not mentioned that?
A little bit.
Not
we messed,
really.
They messed up.
Because you were the one who initially, a couple years ago, would always push that on me, and I was very resistant. They got to win the division first. Yeah, and I'd be like, they got in this conference to win the conference.
I said, hey, man, there's steps here. There's steps here, brother.
You remove the step now.
You remove the step. You also remove the access, right? Because you're not going to – first of all, the Big Ten – I don't think that the Big Ten changes this completely because that Big Ten championship is a huge payday. it's a huge payday for them, for the member schools, for the networks that carry it, for the media people who need the additional juice, that additional 2 weeks of carrying this thing out. And you've lessened it.
Yeah.
You've absolutely lessened what the Big Ten could be. But for Nebraska, here's the thing, and this just what Jay and I were talking about yesterday, that the upper tier of the Big Ten Conference is who this is for. Like, it's, and we're talking about a short block of a third of the conference. You're talking about Ohio State, Michigan State, Wisconsin, and
Penn State.
Right? Michigan State.
Close.
Like somebody.
Yeah.
And that Nebraska now, their focus is to get out of the bottom third and try to get to the middle third where they at least receive some of the benefits. The bottom third, folks, oh my goodness gracious, if you're Rutgers, you need to, write it down. Why do you hate us so much? Mm-hmm. Because they're going to take a pummeling. And then also remember, TV access will be based on your place within the Big Ten Conference. So if you're in the bottom third, guess what? Mm-hmm. You're going to get on TV when your head's getting kicked in. You're not going to get on TV when you're playing Rutgers.
Or you're going to get on 11 a.m.
Right,
on BTN.
So pay attention to the business decision, because that's going to tell you what the mission is.
You said something, though, I don't necessarily agree with, DP. Are you sure Ohio State and Michigan would want this?
Well, here's the thing. They're going to get double and triple paid now.
Okay,
and the exposure standpoint. They're going to be on national TV for in the highlight zone of college football by themselves.
I get where you're saying.
Like
there.
The game is going to be the game.
But if you're
then the Big Ten Championship. Look, Michigan doesn't care if they get another shot at Ohio State. You think Ohio State cares? It helps them in recruiting. They're the only Big Ten schools who are going to be on TV.
I get what you're saying, but I'm telling you, DP, I wonder what those coaches would – the coaches. Now you're talking about different people and how they view it.
The coaches aren't making the decision.
No, they're not. That's the thing, they're not. But I wonder if Ryan Day would say, yeah, I don't mind playing the game, then playing that team again in the title game, and then a week later playing in the expanded playoff. That's a lot.
No, I don't think Ryan Day cares. Look, you're Ohio State. You think Alabama cares if they have to play Georgia twice? No, they don't. Give me Florida twice. Don't care. LSU twice. They don't care.
Beat them.
Texas A&M twice. They figure we're going to beat them anyway.
You're not scared of them.
Like that's their time to create space and separation from those from the lesser than.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, but that's just it. We don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm just planting seeds for the way you think about it, because when it's said, it's not for – nowhere in the discussion is Nebraska's name and program a part of the priority.
Not really.
Right? So just pay attention, because 2 years from now, whatever the decision makers decide in that room is going to affect Nebraska's fan base, because the fan base is going to say, well, wait a minute. Who okayed this?
Right.
Well, it wasn't about you.
Yeah, and Trev Alberts said on the radio he supports the notion of no divisions. I go back to what I've been saying to Jake. I like the divisions.
Is he doing money business or football business in that room? Because then the next question becomes, do you do it right? It makes perfect business sense.
Yes.
But does it make competitive sense? Does it make, for the sake of the 85 on the field? Mm-hmm. Not sure.
I know.
I'm not sure. And for the fan base, I'm not sure.
Yeah, divisions was – it presented you with a clear objective.
Yep.
Okay.
Win the West.
And now that goes away.
Well, you had fewer targets and you had fewer measurables.
And it was pretty manageable.
It was very manageable.
I mean, but we can look at the top. Just imagine that they had just flipped – and put Nebraska in the East, the fan base would lose their mind.
Right.
Oh, what do you mean?
It'd be unmanageable.
So this is but here's the thing. They're actually putting you with Ohio State and Michigan without telling you they're putting you with Ohio State and Michigan.
I have a question. Thank you, DP. Why are people so, Nebraska fans, so quick to embrace this?
Are they embracing it?
I don't know.
I don't know if they are.
Okay.
It's just the fact that if you're the Big Ten is going to benefit here. Then the other two playoff teams, if they expand it to 12, because you have two great teams playing each other instead of one great team and maybe a average Big Ten West team.
Okay. You know, and all the while, Wisconsin and Penn State just like the idea that they could sneak in the back door and get into the championship game.
Right. Yep.
Illinois and Indiana aren't thinking that deep.
No.
I have a little issue with you characterizing Wisconsin as an average program.
Well, compared to Ohio State, they've been – I mean, they're good. Oh, I mean
– compared to Ohio State,
of Nebraska, course.
But would you say compared to Michigan, they're average? No. No.
Well, I'm just saying that Wisconsin, besides 2016 when they blew a big lead, they have been blown out in the championship game. Right.
Yeah, but they're there.
They are there. Right.
They're there. And here's the other part. If you're Wisconsin, you better be loud in the room.
I do not characterize Wisconsin as an average program.
No, better than average.
Comparing to Ohio State, they're average.
Well, geez.
That's what I'm saying.
Then there's like six average teams in the entire.
The echelon of the Big Ten, they're average versus Ohio State.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
That's what I mean.
But there's six teams on Ohio State's level.
They are an upper echelon Big Ten team, but they are.
Yeah,
a ways behind the echelon.
And we haven't even addressed the Big Ten without divisions. Just think about it from this perspective. Money. Where does money fall in this decision? Because that's the decision maker.
Yeah. Yep. It's complicated.
Yeah.
All right. Well. There's a spillover. Old School is next with Steve Sippel. I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com. For all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.